Chapter 8. The Beautiful Lady de Winter. One day, D'Artagnan was riding down a street with Planchet when they recognized a man standing outside a house.
"Sir, isn't that the servant of the Comte de Vardes, the gentleman you fought near Calais?"
said Planchet.
"You're right," said D'Artagnan. "He won't remember you, will he? So go and talk to him. I want to know if the Comte de Vardes is dead."
Planchet did what he was told, while D'Artagnan tied up the horses and then waited behind a tree. A few minutes later, a carriage came along and stopped just in front of him. Inside it was the beautiful Milady. At that moment, the Comte de Vardes' servant was called inside the house. Then a young servant girl jumped out of Milady's carriage and walked towards Planchet, who was standing alone.
"Please give this to the Comte," said the servant girl, giving Planchet a letter. She thought that he was the Comte de Vardes' servant.
But before Planchet could reply, she got back in the carriage with Milady and it drove off. D'Artagnan stepped out from behind the tree. He took the letter from Planchet and read it.
"Someone who cares would like to know when you'll be well enough for a walk in the forest. My servant will return for your reply tomorrow."
"This is for the Comte de Vardes. So he is alive," said D'Artagnan.
"Yes, sir," replied Planchet. "His servant said that he was badly hurt, but he's now getting better."
"Excellent work, Planchet. Now, let's follow Milady's carriage. I'd like to meet this beautiful woman."
They galloped after the carriage and soon saw it ahead. It had stopped by the side of the road, and a gentleman on a horse was speaking to Milady in English. D'Artagnan could not understand what they were saying, but it was clear that they were having an argument.
"This is a good moment to interrupt," he thought.
He rode up to the carriage and asked Milady very politely if she needed help. She stared at him in surprise, but it was clear that she did not recognize him from Meung.
"Of course not. This gentleman is my brother," she said in French.
"You stupid man! What are you doing?" cried the Englishman, now also speaking French.
"You were being rude to this lady. I'd like to teach you some manners," said D'Artagnan.
Immediately, Milady calmly ordered her driver to move on, leaving the two men facing each other.
"Please tell me your name, sir," said D'Artagnan.
"I am Lord de Winter," replied the Englishman. D'Artagnan was shocked. The Duke of Buckingham had talked about a Lady de Winter. She and Milady were the same woman, and she had stolen the two diamonds. But was she English or French? D'Artagnan thought quickly.
"I am D'Artagnan of the King's Guards. Meet me for a duel behind the Luxembourg Palace," he said.
His duel with Lord de Winter was hard, but at last D'Artagnan was able to knock the sword from the Englishman's hand. As Lord de Winter stepped back, he fell over a stone and lay on the ground. D'Artagnan held his sword against the man's neck.
"I could kill you now, sir," he said, "but I'm going to let you live, because I don't want to upset your beautiful sister."
Lord de Winter thanked D'Artagnan warmly and invited him to visit him and his sister that same evening. Everything had happened just as D'Artagnan had wished. He knew that it was dangerous because Milady was the cardinal's spy, but he could not help wanting to know this beautiful woman better. When Lord de Winter introduced D'Artagnan to his sister that evening, he said to her, "This young man had the chance to kill me earlier, but he chose not to. So I'm sure that you'll thank him." Milady's lovely face darkened for a second before she smiled a strange smile.
"I'm very pleased to meet you, sir, and thankful for what you did today," she said sweetly.
Then her pretty young servant girl came in. She spoke to Lord de Winter, and they left the room. D'Artagnan was now alone with Milady. For a short time, he forgot everything, even Constance, and could only think about the beautiful Milady. She seemed happy to talk, and he learned a little about her, although he was still not sure whether she was English or French. She told him that Lord de Winter was her brother-in-law, not her brother. She had married his younger brother, who had then died. If Lord de Winter never had children, everything that was his would be hers after his death. D'Artagnan agreed to visit Milady again the next evening, and the one after that. Lord de Winter had now returned to England, so each time Milady was alone. She was always friendly and seemed very interested in him. Then one day, the pretty servant girl, whose name was Kitty, asked to speak to him privately. When he agreed, she took his hand and led him to a room upstairs. "Whose room is this?" asked D'Artagnan.
"It's mine, sir, and that door leads into Milady's room," said Kitty. "You're in love with her, aren't you, sir? And I'm sorry, because she doesn't love you at all."
"Did Milady ask you to tell me that?" said D'Artagnan.
"No, I decided to tell you for your own good. Look at this note that she wrote," said Kitty, pulling a letter from her pocket. D'Artagnan took it and began to read.
"You never answered my first note. Are you still ill? Or have you forgotten how you smiled at me at Madame de Guise's ball? Now's your chance, Comte. Don't miss it."
"Who's this for?" he cried, pretending to be shocked, although he remembered Milady's first letter to the Comte.
"The Comte de Vardes. Poor Monsieur D'Artagnan," said Kitty, taking his hand again. "I'm sorry for you. You see, I know what it's like to be in love."
D'Artagnan realised for the first time that Kitty was in love with him. "This could be useful," he thought. "I can ask her to show me Milady's letters to the Comte de Vardes and visit here any time I like." "Then help me get revenge," he said. "I want to make Milady fall in love with me."
"I'll never help you do that, sir," said Kitty. "First, because she'll never love you. And second, because everyone has to look after themselves in love."
D'Artagnan took her hand and kissed her.
"Don't give the Comte that letter," he whispered.
Suddenly, a bell rang.
"That's Milady ringing for me," cried Kitty. "She mustn't see you."
D'Artagnan hurried to the corner of the room behind the door. He could hear Milady's angry voice.
"I'm just coming, Milady,"
cried Kitty, opening the door into Milady's bedroom. D'Artagnan could hear their conversation, and after a while he heard his name.
"Monsieur D'Artagnan didn't come this evening," said Milady. "Perhaps he had something to do for Monsieur de Tréville."
"Then you don't think that he's lost interest in you?" said Kitty.
"Oh, no," said Milady.
I have experience in these things, and I know that I've won that young man's heart.
What are you going to do with him, m'lady?
Well, the stupid man had the chance to kill my brother-in-law. I could be very rich now if he had, but for some reason the cardinal asked me to be gentle with D'Artagnan, or I would take my revenge.
Yes, you have been gentle with him, replied Kitty. But you weren't so gentle with that woman he loved.
Oh, I think that he's forgotten Constance Bonacieux already, said Milady. D'Artagnan was shocked when he heard this. Milady really was a devil.
You can go to bed now, Kitty, said Milady.
D'Artagnan heard Kitty return and closed the door between the rooms.
What a terrible woman, he whispered.
Shh, said Kitty. You must leave now. The wall is very thin, and Milady might hear.
He kissed Kitty quickly before hurrying away. The following evening, D'Artagnan visited Milady again, and she seemed upset. He was sure that it was because she had still not heard from the Comte de Vard. When D'Artagnan saw Kitty, he asked her to bring him Milady's next letter. Kitty was happy to obey him and arrived at his house with a letter to the Comte the next morning. D'Artagnan read it immediately.
This is my third letter telling you that I love you. Be careful that you don't get a fourth letter saying that I hate you.
D'Artagnan picked up a pen and wrote a reply.
Lady de Winter, until now I wasn't sure that your first two letters were really for me, because I don't deserve your love. But today your servant has promised me that it's true. I will come tonight at 11 to say sorry. Comte de Vard.
D'Artagnan's plan was simple. He would go through Kitty's room to Milady's room and surprise her. He would force her to confess to kidnapping Madame Bonacieux and to tell him where she was.
Here, Kitty, he said. Give this letter to Milady. It's the Comte de Vard's reply.
Kitty turned white.
It's too late to change your mind now, my dear, he continued, kissing her. Milady may discover that you've been giving me her letters for the Comte. Then what might she do to you?
Oh, dear, and I'm doing all this out of love for you,
cried poor Kitty.